Hello, and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2022. Let's start with the calling that inspires us to keep doing these. Quote, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Here I am, I said. Send me." Unquote. This first-person account of a prophet in the making comes from Isaiah, who moments before thought of himself as among the least worthy of humanity. Quote, "Woe is me, I am doomed, for I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips." Unquote. If those are the qualifications for prophecy, sign me up. In fact, I'm already a contractor. You have been the quarry of this blog for about 10 years now. My mission has been to make you a hunter. That's how God hunts, through a contagion of millions of unworthy souls like you and me. That realization was reinforced in me after reading another unworthy soul's writing. His appeared recently in the op-ed section of the Wall Street Journal, under the headline, "The Hound of Heaven in Slow Pursuit." Writer and attorney Mike Kerrigan tells the story of Father John Bartunek, who believes God called him to the priesthood to capture the soul of his own unchurched father. Kerrigan heard Father Bartunek tell his story during a homily introducing the congregation to a poem titled "The Hound of Heaven" by English poet Francis Thompson. In it, a soul who spends his sad life fleeing God is finally cornered, and God explains why he hunted down this strange, piteous, futile thing. Quote, "Human love needs human meriting. How hast thou merited, of all man's clotted clay, the dingiest clot? Alack, thou knowest not how little worthy of any love thou art. Whom wilt thou find to love ignoble thee, save me? Save only me." Unquote. Kerrigan came away from Father Bartunek's homily with this revelation. Quote, "Ceasing our own flight from God is good, but better is turning in love and pursuing all who still flee, that they too might find rest." Unquote. Send me, in other words, the least worthy of anyone, to become one of God's hunting dogs, or, if you prefer, a fisher of men, as Paul became to the Corinthians, for whom he describes in Sunday's second reading how this last and least of Christ's disciples was cornered and caught. And this is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 11. Quote, "Last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me. For I am the least of the apostles, not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace to me has not been ineffective. Indeed, I have toiled harder than all of them. Not I, however, but the grace of God that is with me. Therefore, whether it be I or they, so we preach, and you believed." Unquote. Sunday's Gospel reading from Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 to 11, shows Simon Peter confessing the same lack of merit after Jesus fills this unworthy fisherman's net to the breaking point. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you'll be catching men." And what about me, this lowly writer whose podcast you're hearing now? Am I a hunting dog or a fisherman? If any of my posts over the past decade have inspired you to be a bit more attentive to the sounds of God's pursuit, I guess maybe I've done the job for which He sent me. But is He now sending you? For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.